This should be the final segment of the Connor Haber Show for the day. The boys are out in Vegas and have already had to relocate, apparently.
Yeah, apparently Nick was doing too much wild stuff. And they're like, hey, you need to take this child somewhere else. Excuse me, sir.
No kids allowed.
Yeah. This is a 21 and over establishment.
But we will have a crossover with the boys before they start on Sportsmanlike Conduct this afternoon, live from the poolside in Las Vegas.
Connor has promised to take his nips out on the video.
What?
Yeah, Zone TV is a place to be. I know.
Oh, boy.
Not sure if we have, like, blurring technology.
It's censored. We need to censor that.
Yeah. We'll put a black bar up on the video stream.
It's inappropriate. This is a family radio station.
That's right.
All right. Well, I promised we would do this today, Josh, because I like talking movies with you. So let's do it.
I like talking movies with anyone who's seen movies.
Yeah, it's movie talk time.
I don't get that often.
So we begin with your latest review of a new movie.
That's right.
You saw Roadhouse.
I did. I did see Roadhouse, and many have asked my opinion on it.
Yeah.
I'm always a little blown away when people are like, okay, should I watch this or not? And I'm like, okay, that's a lot of pressure for me. I don't know you. I don't know what you like.
Is Conor McGregor as annoying as he looks in the trailer?
Oh, if you think he's annoying in his UFC persona, this is just that dialed up to 11. It is Roadhouse. It is a reboot. It does not take place in Jasper, Missouri. Jake Gyllenhaal is Dalton. For some reason, we felt it necessary to give Dalton a backstory. That wasn't
as necessary. An MMA fighter,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. And so, okay. The movie should not exist.
Okay.
Comma, however, the action's pretty good. Jake Gyllenhaal has this really dry sense of humor.
I like dry.
Yeah, I thought I was going to hate this movie, and I did not hate it.
Well,
again, we didn't need to do this. No one was asking for this.
Sure.
It is not. It's not a sequel. He's not Dalton's son. He's not.
This is a straight remake.
Yeah, and
Hollywood loves to do this now.
We've put it in South Florida because it's a sexier locale than Missouri.
Is there a movie that's 40 years old that we can remake? Let's do that.
Let's do that. Instead of thinking of our own ideas.
How closely does it stick to the original script?
I
mean, it's in South Florida, obviously, and it's...
Dalton is a bouncer for a bar. The bar is not the Double Deuce. There are no rules of bouncing. Although he does take some young bouncers under his wing, a la the first movie. The town does seem to not want Dalton there. So I guess the broad stroke it follows, but I found myself surprised at how little it followed from the original Roadhouse.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I didn't hate it. The action's pretty good. There's some comic relief there. It all in all, it's not a total loss. And it's on Amazon Prime. If you've got that already, like, you're not really out anything. Like, you don't have to go to the theater.
Don't go to the theater, is what you're saying.
It's not at the theater. The director is pissed about that, by the way, because he was told this is going to the theater.
Who was his executive, Clark Hunt?
It was a miscommunication between me and the director. I think this could have made some money in the theater. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
It's not terrible. It's not great. 2.5 out of 5 stars. Right down the middle.
2.5. Okay. I saw on an airplane The Creator. Have you seen The Creator?
I have not. It's on my list. I love Denzel Washington, so I'm always very curious what his son is up to.
This is the best sci-fi movie that I've seen in the last probably 10 years.
I've heard a few people say that, and it has me intrigued. It,
so
it's kind of kind of a smart movie, right?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know the movie Ex Machina?
I do. I love that movie.
Yeah, good. So this is sort of like, I don't want to say, it's almost like a spiritual sequel to Ex Machina.
Okay.
So it's basically that we've created humanoid AI. Then there was a nuclear missile that was detonated by AI in America. So the United States bans AI. But Asia has not banned AI, and they still have these humanoid AI living there. And the U.S. is trying to eradicate them. And we join up with the main character who is undercover in Asia.
Okay.
There's a super weapon that they've developed that's going to take out the U.S.'s capability to combat the AI. So it is very heady. It is heavy on the science part of the science fiction, and Sturgill Simpson makes a cameo, which I loved.
Hey, no.
But it is super entertaining. The visual effects are like some of the best. Not at all the hokey stuff that you've seen in some recent things. I'm trying to think of the Netflix movie Rebel Moon, which is just awful.
I have heard it's awful. Oof. It's a Zack Snyder joint, right?
I don't turn off movies. Like I will stick it out and finish everything. I couldn't finish Rebel Moon.
Whoa! And they want to do more of those.
There's
movies?
Another one. Yeah, it's coming out soon. But everything that Rebel Moon should have been, the creator is
okay. And
creator's
this one's on Hulu, right?
I don't know. I watched it on an airplane.
Okay.
I loved it. I think it's really good. The acting is fantastic. The visual effects are great, and the story is so compelling for the age that we're in now, of like sort of the dawn of the AI era.
Okay.
It's just really good and really interesting, and it's one that's going to stick with you after you watch it. And it's also the anti movie that we were talking about earlier, one that I've seen that I just don't want to watch again. This is one that'll get some replay.
Okay.
It's that good. I think it's a solid 4.5.
Yeah,
it's very, very
okay.
good.
Okay, it's definitely on my list. I haven't gotten to it yet, but on your recommendation, I might bump it up a little.
I would highly recommend that you do that.
Okay.
Okay. So upcoming movies. Do you have anything else?
Dune 2. Have you seen Dune 2?
I have seen Dune 2.
What did you think? Because that's in the same vein, a heady sci-fi movie.
Mm-hmm. So I loved the first one so much.
I did not like the first one.
Oh, you didn't like the first one.
I thought it was kind of boring, kind of hard to follow, even though I like the original Dune from the 80s or whatever.
David Lynch?
Yeah.
The David Lynch one?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I do not like that movie at
no,
all.
No, it's bad. It's bad.
So I enjoyed the first one so much that I went and read the books.
Oh, okay.
I had not read the books.
I was like, I wonder if I could handle the books.
So I read the books and really enjoyed the first two books in the Dune series. And the third one is not so good.
I have heard the third book is not good.
Yeah. So I was very excited for this movie. And the second one is, I didn't like it as much as I liked the first one. I've watched first one probably three times.
Okay.
Three or four times, maybe. I've really, really enjoyed it. The second one is very good. They do change the story a bit from what the books had laid out, but I think it's still really good. I enjoyed it. I liked it.
I thought it was one of the best looking movies I have ever seen.
Yeah, it's definitely got an aesthetic. And look, I have become a big Timothée Chalamet fanboy. I think he's just really good. He's probably my favorite actor going right now. Everything he's in is just, it seems to be good. Like, everything he's in is a good movie.
Okay, have you seen Wonka?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that?
I thought it was good.
Okay, I've been scared to watch it.
I liked Wonka. Like,
it's on Max. It's on Max right now, and I'm like, ugh.
Wonka's fun.
I watched it with my son. Yeah.
I
hate the Johnny Depp one.
It's the Wonka backstory.
Okay.
It's where he got his start.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was a lot of fun. Good movie.
Okay.
Watch it with your kid. They'll love it. It doesn't have that creepiness factor that the other one or the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory does. I really liked it. But me and Tim, if he's in it, I'm probably going to watch it. Upcoming movies.
Please.
You got any upcoming movies that you're stoked about?
I am very excited about, and I know this is going to say a lot about me, I'm excited for Godzilla versus King Kong this weekend.
This was my question. Are you going to apologize for Godzilla, King Kong, the New Empire?
Why do I need to apologize for it?
Because I think it's going to be bad.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it's just two monsters fighting for... But that's all I want. I don't want it to be this heady... Every time I've watched some of the newer Godzilla movies, I've always, about halfway through the movie, said, I don't care about these people. Just let the monsters fight each other. And apparently, that's what we're getting this time around. And I could not be more excited.
Apparently, there's a new Kong that's even bigger than King Kong. Oh, is that the story?
Apparently.
Okay. Yeah. This is
I just want to sit there and eat a trash bag of popcorn and watch stuff explode. I don't normally feel that way, but with Godzilla versus King Kong, I think that's when it's at its best.
I don't know. I've got to have some plot. I got to have some plot to my movie.
I completely understand that.
So I'm glad you're excited for it. Mm-hmm. It's not one that I will be taking in. Coming up. Oh, this is one I wanted to get your preliminary thoughts on. Have you seen the trailers for Monkey Man?
I have, and I've also seen the reviews for Monkey Man.
Do we believe Dev Patel as an action star?
I did not, but then I read the reviews for Monkey Man, which are like, oh my gosh, if you loved John Wick, this is just John Wick.
Okay.
And yeah, all in. Shut up and take my money.
All right.
That's all you needed to say.
Maybe it does have Charlton Copley, who I also like. He is the South African actor who was in District 9. He's been in all those Neil Blomkamp movies.
Okay.
Yeah, he's really good. Elysium. He's the bad guy in Elysium.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So maybe we'll be checking that. And then April 12th, probably the movie so far that I'm most excited for this year. I am an A24 homer.
Great studio putting out great movies.
They put out weird movies, and I love weird movies.
Three of them got nominated for Best Picture last year.
Civil War, April 12th.
Controversial.
Nick Offerman, Kirsten Dunst. I think this is going to be like mind-blowing.
Can you quickly lay out the plot? This is from the director of Ex Machina.
Yeah, yeah. As I understand it, there are three factions that have divided the U.S., the Western forces of Texas and California, the traditional United States, which is essentially the Eastern Seaboard, and then there's like a Central forces, and there's a civil war happening, basically. And that, you know, nobody knows who's on what side because nobody can tell anybody apart. And it's just sort of an exploration of what happens when the society becomes irreparably divided.
Yes, and many people are saying that. Sorry, I was reading an email, trying to figure out when the guys are going to be ready to go. We have plenty of time. A lot of people think this is a dangerous idea to put out, as if Americans haven't already thought of this in our more divided than ever society. I've heard it's also very violent.
I'm sure that it is.
Yes.
Yeah, I would imagine nothing short of that.
It's not straying away from the horrors of this idea.
Well, I mean, Civil War is a horrifying concept, mm-hmm. right? That you have to capture some of that somehow. And Nick Offerman as the president, like, give me more. Shoot it into my eyeballs. Like, that sounds amazing.
Am I going to be able to take him seriously as the president? I imagine so. He was very good in The Last of Us and some other dramatic roles that he's had.
But yeah, it's super, super looking forward to that one. And then there's the movie Rumors that we should get to.
Rumors.
And the biggest rumor...
About Rumors?
Is Happy Gilmore 2?
Oh, I thought there was a movie called Rumors.
No.
Yeah, I have some questions.
Okay.
First of all, why?
That's a good question.
Now Adam Sandler
has probably a dollar sign at the beginning.
Yeah. He's made a living off the last decade or so just bumming around with his friends for Netflix, and I can't fault him for that. That's a great life if you can carve that out for yourself. Also, The origin point of this rumor is the actor who played Shooter McGavin was told by Adam Sandler there's a script for it.
Yep. And he's
now that's
just,
not
he just dumped it out into the public.
That's not necessarily, hey, we're doing this and you can expect it to be on Netflix in 2025 or whatever. But this seems to be like an actor going into business for himself.
Apparently, Dan Patrick has been contacted about playing himself in the movie.
Okay, well, it's an Adam Sandler movie. I assume Dan Patrick's in it, yes.
So, I mean, I think it's beyond like, well, we're just kicking around ideas. I think they're actually seriously considering this thing. And what I'm wondering is, like, what is there left to tell in the Happy Gilmore story?
And the audacity to announce this mere weeks after Chubbs' death.
Like, is, please don't do, like, a Rocky Five, where
he's training a young
Happy's
golfer.
Now the trainer of some hockey player who wants to become a golfer, or like,
It be even worse if
cricketer?
It was like an actual NHL player?
Yeah.
It was like, hey, my NHL career ended.
Yeah. So let's not do that,
no.
Please. Like, there are some sacred cows. Are there not? There are things we just shouldn't touch.
Yeah. Now, I understand that if you put that out on Netflix, many people would click play on it. It would probably be like the most watched Netflix movie of all time or whatever, whatever that means, which is a number that no one knows.
They can say anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one in the U.S. Prove it.
I don't know. But the guys are connected if... whenever we want to wind this down. Now, we have the show hostage right now.
Oh, we do.
So we can go whenever, as long as we want.
Okay. Last point about Happy Gilmore 2 is that we often see these late-arriving sequels, and they're terrible.
Yes.
This happens a lot.
I recently watched, for the first time, Dumb and Dumber 2.
Which was exactly the one I was going to point to. A beloved movie from the 90s that was super funny, that they tried to recapture the magic.
Everybody came back for it, so you're like, okay, I might be on board with this. Original writer, director, stars, like it's got everything that I want.
Fairley Brothers lost their fastball.
They did.
The humor window has shifted away from where they live.
Mm-hmm. Jojo on YouTube says, Super Troopers 2, Anchorman 2, Zoolander 2, all bad.
All bad.
Yep, absolutely.
They're all bad. So I would advise against doing it, but I understand that the dollars would probably make it hard to say no to doing it.
Absolutely. So, I hate it, but I get it.
Yeah, we're probably going to see a Happy Gilmore 2 sooner rather than later.
Definitely.
All right, let's end the show. Let's get to the crossover.
Well, we got the polls.
Oh, we got the polls.
Yeah,
I forgot
we got to update the polls. Tell people what to watch.
We got to tell people what to watch.
I didn't want to start that until we got the green light from the boys in Vegas.
My goodness. I'm just trying to get out of here too quickly.
Poll questions up at Happer Show. You still have time to vote on these if you'd like to. Strawberry milkshake, yes or no? 58% of the audience said yes. Strawberry milkshake.
No, I'm out. I voted no.
Is a Frosty a milkshake? I believe this is the most voted on poll of the day.
I say yes.
I don't. I say no.
Oh.
And 62% of the audience agreed with me on that one. Singular form of white socks? White socks or white sock? 50.8% of the audience says white sock.
Mm. That's a tight one.
With a K, yeah. And finally, I guess this is the most voted on poll question of the day. I'm sorry. Who passes out first in Vegas, Connor, Nick, or Josh? With a whopping 48% of the vote, young Nick has been the winner or the loser of that poll, whatever your life perspective is.
I think he's a one seed, but he could be upset by the two seed, Josh.
Wow, okay. Peterson did comment. He said, is this going to bed first? Because if this is going to bed first, I'm going to go to bed first.
See, I knew it.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what to watch tonight? We have the NIT quarterfinals. Are you in on the NIT?
No.
Okay. UNLV versus Seton Hall at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. Winner plays Georgia. VCU versus Utah, 8 o'clock, same channel. Winner plays Indiana State in the NIT quarterfinals. CBI championship is tonight. Well, not even tonight. in a matter of hours, 4 o'clock on ESPN2.
What a start time.
High Point versus Seattle.
Oh, Creighton Connection.
And CIT Championship is also tonight, 6 o'clock. Purdue-Fort Wayne versus Norfolk State.
Oh, the Mastodons against the Spartans? Are you kidding me?
Now, this is tricky because it's not on TV.
Weird.
But it is a postseason basketball tournament.
Is it streamed anywhere?
Not that I could find. I'm sure it is. But
are you going to stream it on the CIT website?
Maybe. NBA doubleheader on ESPN. Clippers-Suns at 6:30, followed, Clippers-Sixers at 6:30. Suns-Nuggets at 9 o'clock. And on MLB Network, they got their big preview today. 6 o'clock, it's the NL preview. 7 o'clock, it's the AL preview. And they have a prediction special tonight at 8 o'clock, John.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Josh.
Thank you.
The crossover is next.